Good evening. My name is Chris from Opinion Research, and we're conducting a statewide public opinion poll. To begin, are you registered to vote in South Carolina?
Yes, I am.
Thank you very much. And politically, do you feel South Carolina is primarily a southern state or not?
Is it a what? I'm getting a little breakup as you talk.
A southern state.
Yes, it is a southern state, yes.
Thank you. And do you support or oppose allowing patients in South Carolina who suffer from an approved list of serious medical conditions to use medical marijuana if their doctor recommends it?
I'm actually against the smoking for treatment of any medical to marijuana. I know it has beneficial for some people, but I'm personally, myself, I would not take it.
Okay, thank you. Now, school choice gives parents the right to use the tax dollars designated for their child's education to send their child to the public or private school which best serves their needs. Generally speaking, would you say you support or oppose the concept of school choice?
I support school choice, but I think if taxpayers' money is going to it, then I prefer my money to go to a public school. I don't know how to answer your question, but.
Well, right now we're just doing a generally speaking. Would you say you support or oppose the concept of school choice?
Oh, no. Your school choice is your business. It's a personal business.
So would you support it? Okay, thank you.
Your choice,
now,
yes.
Now, recently, the South Carolina legislature passed the Education Scholarship Trust Fund program, a school choice program that allows South Carolina parents to withdraw their K-12 child from public school and receive $6,000 to use for private school tuition and other educational expenses. Do you support or oppose this program?
I don't think I have a problem with that.
And so do you support it or oppose it?
Good support.
Support. Thank you. Now, currently, only students of low-income families qualify for the Education Scholarship Trust Fund program. Would you support or oppose giving all students, regardless of their family's income, the ability to receive a scholarship through this program?
Yes, I support that.
Thank you. And would you be more likely or less likely to vote for a legislator who voted to expand eligibility for the Education Scholarship Trust Fund program to all students in South Carolina?
Yeah, I think I could.
So is it more likely or less likely?
Probably more likely, because I happen to know more about the campaign of that person.
Okay, thank you. But right now, more likely, what would be your answer?
You said more, most, or which one?
Oh.
More, or what's the other one?
More likely or less likely?
More likely.
More likely, thank you. Now, do you believe that insurance companies and corporations prioritize their profits over the people or not?
Do they what over the people?
Yes, do you believe that insurance companies and corporations prioritize their profits over people or not?
Yeah, I think they do.
Thank you. And do you believe bars or restaurants that knowingly overserve alcohol to their customers should or should not share responsibility if that person were to drive and injure or kill someone?
They should, particularly know that a person is intoxicated. They can stop serving.
So they should?
Yeah, they should. They're responsible.
Thank you. Now, South Carolina goes to great lengths to investigate their state court judges to make certain that they are qualified and free from conflicts. This is usually a 3 to 4 month process. Do you believe this process helps produce the best candidates, or do you believe this process needs to be changed?
I'm quite sure. They use the old method and beautiful years. They probably can improve. It probably needs an update.
So right now you lean towards process needs change?
Probably do.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you. Now, if a convenience store clerk or bartender was not properly trained in the, If a convenience store clerk or bartender was not properly trained by their employer on ID verification, sold alcohol to a minor, and that minor then caused a drunken driving accident in which another individual is injured, do you feel the employer should or should not be liable to, for compensating the victims for their injuries?
I would have to think on that one. I'll leave that blank.
Yeah. Right now, where would you lean? Or where do you lean towards?
If they have not trained them properly, then somebody's responsible, and the person goes out and get injured, then I think that bartender person is responsible.
It should.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Now, do you believe that insurance companies or corporations should or should not be able to avoid paying claims to victims by placing unnamed third parties on a verdict form that they know are unable to pay their share of awarded damages?
Okay, can you explain that again?
Yeah, don't worry. I know it's a bit difficult. Now, do you believe that insurance companies or corporations should or should not be able to avoid paying claims to victims by placing unnamed third parties on a verdict form that they know are unable to pay their share of awarded damages?
So, in other words, insurance companies trying to get out of it, right? Is that what they're saying?
Yes. We want to know if you think they should or should not be able to avoid paying claims to victims.
They should not.
Thank you. Now, marketing by personal injury lawyers heavily occupies public advertising space. In your opinion, how has this level of advertising influenced public perception of the legal profession? Do you feel it has helped the public perception of the legal profession, hurt the public perception of the legal profession, or had no effect on the perception of the legal profession?
That's a long question to answer. That's a lot of reading. can you simplify that, please? Because there's a lot of, it's a long, you know, I have to see it black and white and read it.
Yes. In your opinion, let me restart then. Marketing by professional injury lawyers heavily occupies public advertising space. In your opinion, how has this level of advertising influenced public perception of the legal profession? Do you feel it has helped the public perception of the legal profession, hurt the public perception of legal profession, or had no effect on the perception of the legal profession?
I think it has, because you see the commercials and stuff that comes on. Mm-hmm. I think it kind of helps them. Even though it may be still some underlining things, you know, that they may not tell you, but I think it gives them an idea of how it functions.
Thank you very much. Now, many personal injury lawyers advertise that they can get a large insurance payout for motor vehicle accidents. In doing so, do you feel these lawyers are primarily interested in maximizing their contingency-based legal fees or getting true justice for their injured client?
Probably trying to make sure they get a bigger share of whatever they can. I mean, almost everything is about money nowadays.
So maximizing their legal fees? Thank you.
Yep.
Now, what impact do you feel advertising by personal injury lawyers claiming the ability to get large payouts has on automobile insurance premiums? Do they significantly increase premiums, somewhat increase premiums, have little to no effect on premiums, or reduce premiums?
I'm not too sure about that question.
Do you need it again?
Can I leave it unmarked?
We would prefer if you
leave it. Yeah, but don't I have any things I do not know
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
We can skip it. Now, do you feel healthcare providers should or should not be required to keep a person's healthcare decisions confidential?
Yeah, they should keep it confidential if the person wants their health care care provider. It should.
Thank you. Now, if parents are already involved in the decision-making process, do you feel government should or should not intervene in LGBTQ gender-affirming healthcare decisions that regard individuals under the age of 18?
Okay, one more time.
If parents are already involved in the decision-making process, do you feel government should or should not intervene in LGBTQ gender-affirming healthcare decisions that regard individuals under the age of 18?
I think the government should stay out. Yeah. Well, the parents and the child, that family group decides, that's their personal.
So for the purpose of the question, they should or they should not? Because
should
the question...
Out. Well, government should stay out.
The question was, do you feel government should or should not? So if it should not...
They should not.
Thank you. Now, the next few questions are just for statistical purposes only.
I'm not a gas station actually, and that's why I'm getting gas.
We're about to finish.
Okay, you got like one or two more questions. I've been sitting here in front of the desk.
Okay. Okay, we're going to pick it up. So, in terms of your political party identification, do you generally consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
I'm a Democrat.
What is your age? Are you between 18 and 34, 35 and 49, 50 and 64, or 65 plus?
What is it? Jane,
50 and 64?
No. What's the next one?
65 plus.
65 plus, that's fine.
Thank you. And which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White or Caucasian, Black or African American, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or other?
African American.
Thank you. And in terms of your gender, the last question, do you consider yourself male, female, or other?
Female.
Thank you very much. And with this, we'll conclude the survey. So you're free to go. Thank you very much for your participation. Have a wonderful day.
You too, my dear. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Goodbye. Mm-hmm.